Being a politician is often a tough and thankless job, and so it's no wonder that not enough people want to do it. One person who knows all about the scrutiny faced by elected officials is a former National MP, Aaron Gilmore. In 2013, Gilmore resigned after drunken behaviour at a Hanmer Springs hotel where he threatened to use his influence to have a waiter sacked. Lost his job. He hasn't kept out of the headlines since, and in February was taken to court by his parents over an unpaid loan worth $250,000. He was also ordered to pay $11,000 in costs after taking his landlord to court and losing. But he hasn't been put off, and he's running for a seat on the Wellington City Council, and he's with us now. Kia ora, Aaron.
Kia ora, Karen. Lovely to talk to you. One of those great New Zealanders I've never had the opportunity to speak to before, and I used to love your show when you're on TV. Very great. Happy to have a chat to you, Seaman.
Thank you. The first question is, why, after everything, do you want to get back into politics?
Oh, look, I've been asked that many times. If I look at where I live in Wellington, we've been living here about a little over a decade now when I married my wife here. And a recent survey was done in Wellington where 88% of the people were not happy with the Wellington City Council. And we saw a series of quite serious things here where big decisions are coming up around transport, wastewater, water, council spending, rates levels. And you look at that and you go, can I have a contribution to help make that thing a bit better? I think I can. So I've put myself forward, and the people, by grace and favour, will just make their decision whether I'm the right person to help make that better.
So, Aaron, how do you panel beat your reputation back into shape so you can stand for public office as a credible candidate?
Yeah, look, Karen, I think the question comes back to is that people focus on people's personalities and small things rather than what person offers in terms of policy and debate. And for me personally, I've faced many adversities in life. I grew up in a poor family in a wrong part of town, and you live in at most from the things you do wrong rather than the things that you do right. And anyone who doesn't think that, I think, is actually mistaken. When you look at what's gone on in time and history, we need to get more people who are willing to stand up for themselves and stand up for what they believe in. And if more people did that in local government, I think local government would be a better place in New Zealand.
Do you recall the days when you were in the headlines? I mean, what was that like?
And oh, it's an awful situation, Karen. I'm sure you've been in the headlines at times in the past, sometimes for good and sometimes for bad. And you get misreported or misrepresented. Like, for example, for me, I've even had my own parents misreport. My parents won Powerball and Lotto, for example, and undertook some a loan, and there's been a family dispute, and that's become out publicly. And that's never a pleasant thing to occur. I was through the media ringer back in over a decade ago, but I now look at, I made the right decision to resign, and I did that on the basis of I thought I was doing the right thing at the time, and I look at the scandals that have happened in Parliament in the last few weeks, let alone the last few years, and there's been some outrageous behaviour that has occurred. And many of my friends and colleagues have sort of said, well, you made a stand. Yes, you did something wrong, but relative to what some of the people have done, it pales in significance. And equally, when we look at where local government is at the moment, we have big decisions and some big opportunities to get some things right, particularly here in Wellington, but also across the rest of the country where there's a need for lots more people to put their hands up and stand.
Well, talking about scandal that's been going on in the last week or so, what do you think Sam Uffendale will be going through right now?
Having been through nothing like that in terms of undertaking illicit criminal activity, I mean, this guy has gone on public record to say he beat someone, probably with a stick, while someone else was holding kids down. I mean, that's outrageous behaviour. And I look at that, and I went to a low-decile school, a low-decile high school. Boys were boys, but nothing like that ever occurred. And I hear that behaviour, and I think, is that the right kind of person we want to have in public office? Well, it was a long time ago, and everyone can reform themselves. So that's always important. People have to have the chance of redemption. But I think it's been poorly managed in terms of perception. It should have been made public, and the people should have had the decision to make with that information prior to the election itself.
I must bring it all back to you, though, because it was big news, that Hanmer Springs moment in your life, and which you obviously regret, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you must.
Yeah, no, 100%. Look, I mean, I look back and you can always think anything you do in life, sometimes you go, could I have done things differently or better? 100%. But look, you know, if you spend all your life worrying about what you could have, should have, did or didn't do, and rather than worrying about in the future what you can do better, look, you'll tear yourself to pieces. I sort of look back and I go, well, I said some things which were wrong. I got misreported. I think I've been world famous. I made a paper in Spain, the front page of the paper in Spain, was something I never actually said. But you know,
tell me, don't you know who I am? Is the famous line that
I'm attributed with, and I never actually said those words, and I find it amusing still that it's what I'm famous for.
What did you say?
I called a barman a dickhead, and with a couple of other sort of colloquial English words thrown in as well. But I never said thank you to who I am, and I look back and laugh, and I've got a T-shirt. No, I have a T-shirt. A hooded sweatshirt that I think Mr. Vintage put out, selling them with a stylized picture of my face on. I even bought one because I thought it was. You've got to laugh at things because you can't always. If you can't laugh at yourself and your own failures, then and learn from them, then you know you're never going to be able to get any better as a person.
Well, you brought it up. Nothing's off limits. It seems you've been back in the news for the financial debt that you have with your parents. Is that being paid back because someone suggested you pay it back before you run for council?
Oh, look, Karen, there's a loan agreement in place with my parents. I'd say my parents won Powerball and Lotto and undertook a loan agreement for some money to use for the benefit of their grandchildren. I'm not going to go into the details of that, but the loan will be paid back as per the terms of the loan. And there's been a public dispute that's come out, which is unfortunate, over some of the details of that.
Hard for your parents too.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's one of those things where I have multiple siblings, and when a family wins an outlandish sum of money, it causes rifts in a family, and you think that is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well. For us, money can be an unfortunate situation where people have an unfortunate windfall like that. And look, we're working through those things privately as best we possibly can.
So you haven't paid it back?
No, well, Karen, to be fair, I mean, look, to be honest, the loan, in terms of that loan agreement, doesn't actually require amounts to be paid back until certain things have occurred. And hand on my heart, we went through a process of offering that in a more efficient or different way, and we are doing that. My parents chose to not go through mediation or arbitration and chose to go through a court process and then chose to bring that publicly because what they wanted to occur wasn't what they'd signed themselves up to or what we agreed to do, so which is unfortunate. But look, we're working to bring those funds back so my parents can choose to give it to another family member to, on the hopefully the same terms and conditions, and for the benefit of them in the longer run.
Okay, so you've got that going on in the background. Meanwhile, you're running for a seat on the Wellington City Council. What do you offer the good people of Wellington?
Yeah, so look, Karen, again, 88% of people surveyed by the council earlier this year were unhappy with the council. And that's not really a good place to start when Wellington's facing some really big decisions around everything from transport. I mean, should we build a tunnel, not a tunnel, broken pipes and poo bubbling through the ground, through to climate challenges with all the issues around that, particularly in the coastal areas that in the eastern suburbs where we are, housing problems. All those things, when you look at it, you go, well, people aren't happy. There are 80 to 100% rate rises forecast, tripling in debt forecast. We must do something a bit different.
Where are you going to get the money from? That's the problem, though, with Wellington's infrastructure.
It's a great question. So when you look at it for Wellington, I mean, lots of councils are facing similar problems, but for Wellington, it's got some really unusual geography. You know, we've got hills and we've got the water and they've got, you know, a strange setup of people, where the people live and where they don't live. And we've got to change some of those things over the long run and do things a bit smarter. And
change the geography? That might be a bit hard.
No, not at all. But, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, basically people are living in places where if you'd start with a blank canvas, you wouldn't choose to put all those people along fault lines or along coastal areas where the sea level's changing. And so we've got to think about how we put that in the longer run in a better footing. Equally, we've got to spend our money a bit smarter. And some of the things that have been proposed for Wellington, look, we've just spent $200 million on a convention centre, which if you ask most people, they would rather that money was spent on something else, particularly to stop the water or poo bubbling up above the ground. So, you know, we've made choices in this city which most of the people aren't happy with. And for me, I look at that, and given my background experiences, I think I can contribute to a bunch of other people sitting around the table to making that better.
You've got all your are they called hoardings? Those?
No, we're not allowed to do that in Wellington.
Oh, you're not?
7th of August.
They're up in Auckland.
Yeah, exactly. You've got different rules there. In Wellington, Paul Eagle got himself, who's obviously running for the mayoralty here, got himself a bit of strife and a massive argument about whether he could or couldn't put them up a few weeks ago. And then Tory Green, who's running who's running for the Green Party here, did the same thing accidentally as well. So, look, we've got about 27th of August, I think, is the date that things can go up in this city. So it's all that different process to Parliament, and also Auckland, Wellington, local bodies have different rules up and down the country.
What are you doing for a day job, that allows you to be able to put your name forward for the Wellington City Council?
I would love to say, Karen, I'm a full-time father, but I'm not. We have a lovely young girl, a three-year-old preschool girl, so I spend as much time as I possibly can trying to keep her as happy as I possibly can. I run a small business here in Wellington, have done for a number of years, and we have had our challenges. I mean, I made the papers here again in Wellington because we were heavily impacted by the Parliament protesters. I had people camping outside my door for weeks on end, expressing their right to protest, which is completely fine, but also, as a result, impacting on many small businesses in the area around Parliament buildings. And it was an interesting thing. It's never happened on that scale in the history of New Zealand. And seeing what some of those people were, why they were protesting and understanding it, well, that's fine, they're allowed the right to protest, but impacting on small people running around their lives and running the business, well, I don't think that was what managed as well as it could have been.
What business do you have?
Oh, so I'm in the accommodation industry.
Oh, okay.
So we've been, I've been running it, I owned and bought that business about 7, 8 years ago, and that's been one where you meet people from all walks of life. Some people have jokingly sort of said you went from being arguing with someone in a hotel to buying and running one, which is, you know, you learn what your customers like and don't like. I've dealt with some.
And how to treat the staff.
And how to treat the staff. And look, you know, I've had great staff and I've had some not so great staff. And like any small business owner, you run into lessons on how to do those things right or not right. And we've had some really interesting challenges, particularly through COVID. The impacts of COVID in the last 2 years has been really hard on small businesses, particularly in the wider tourism industry. The tourism industry was, of course, the biggest industry in New Zealand a little over 2 years ago. Now it's recovering, but it's recovering from a very low base.
All right then, Aaron, thank you very much for joining us, telling us a little bit about what's happened to you since way back then in Hanmer Springs, and that you are running for Wellington City Council. We appreciate your time tonight.
Yeah, no worries, Karen. And it's 12 o'clock tomorrow to get anybody who wants to run. There's many places up and down the country that still need more people. There's even places that don't have anyone running as yet.
Yeah, that's the deadline. Very good. Thanks, Aaron.
Nice to talk to you, Karen. Bye-bye.
That was former National MP and Wellington City Council hopeful Aaron Gilmore.